when the Soviet Union dissolved, Gorbachev was promised by Secretary of State James Baker that NATO would not move one centimeter to the east. Gorbachev was promised that. And then Bill Clinton became president and broke that promise and began NATO expansion. And I think the lesson for all of us is that the Democrats and the Republicans work together like a tag team. Or as Jesse Ventura likes to say, that the United States government is a lot like professional wrestling. You know, they go in the ring and they snarl at each other, but then when they come out of the ring, they go out and have a beer together and have a good laugh. The Republicans and Democrats agree on two fundamental things. Number one, the economic system, capitalism, and control by the oligarchy. And number two, they agree on the U.S. empire, the military empire. And sometimes they debate around the edges, you know. You might remember when Kerry and Bush were running for president, Kerry argued that he would do a better job of killing people in the war than Bush would. He would spend $100 billion more on the military than Bush would. He would be a more effective commander-in-chief. And so this is where the two parties argue with each other and disagree.